Well, it's certainly taken us all by surprise, the recent events over the last couple of months. And it hasn't been an easy time in many ways, especially for those who have had to be laid off from work and for those who are struggling to find a proper income for their families. It has been difficult. It's also been a time of consolidation, a time when we can actually think about life perhaps a little more, time for a bit of gardening, a time of giving ourselves space, family time, parents and children spending more time speaking to one another. One lady said to me, I dreaded it. She said, my son from university got stuck here with me and I thought there's going to be all hell breaking loose in the next few weeks with him around the house. We won't get on, there'll be rows, but it wasn't. It's a wonderful time of talking, re-establishing conversation. There's a difference, isn't there, between talk and conversation. Those of us at Oxford used to always joke at those at Cambridge when they said, what's the difference? They used to say at Oxford there's conversation, at Oxford there's sherry and conversation, at Cambridge there's beer and talk. There used to be a difference. There's a difference between talk and conversation. And long may it continue. The laws and conditions which have set down by the state have not been easy to follow. And especially for Catholics who always have that rebellious streak in them. We're trying desperately to follow what they're asking us to do. So do try and bear with us at this time. You know, we do have to fulfill the conditions of entering into the church, the numbers set, the sanitization, the registration, that's set by the state. Because if there was a secondary outbreak of the virus, then they will be able to find it. If it started here, they would have the names of the people who attended Mass, and therefore they'll be able to hopefully suppress it before it gets going. And those daily records of people attending the Mass have to be kept, because the state have also promised us spot checks. They didn't really want us open, you know, so they put down some conditions. So that's why it seems bureaucratic, but it's necessary at the time. Unfortunately for us, because we have so many coming to Mass on a Sunday, we're not able to open our doors. We couldn't fulfill even a maximum of 40. We'd have more like 240 at most Masses. And you can understand there would be a dreadful situation of trying to turn people away or phone in booking a Mass, a seat at Mass. I don't think that's a good idea either. So just until the whole thing is let up, we shall have weekday Masses where people can attend, but Sunday Mass will still be streamed from here at 10:30. I think that's about all I wanted to say, because it does reach a wider media through the streaming of this Mass. If there are any problems during this week, please let me know. Don't get in a holy huddle and start getting yourselves worked up into a terrible sort of a state of anxiety, because it's not particularly what you want. Come and see me and I'll try and explain things as best I can. The readers list is suspended at the moment because we think as from next Friday it will not necessarily be required that you have to sanitize when you come up here. Father Nishan and I are a bubble, so we can, without fear, touch the things around here. But we don't want to go through the procedure. As soon as a reader comes in, out comes a duster and some sanitization liquid, and you have to sanitize. Because there's some people who've said to me already, I don't want to touch the place. Someone stood here. I can't, you know, their spores might be around or they'd touch things. We just won't want panic. Okay, I hope you'll understand. It is, thank goodness, the fact that we can meet for Mass. Now, after Mass today, there'll be a period of exposition until 12 o'clock. And again, we've got some little rules for that, I'm afraid. There can't be, at the moment, public recitation of things like the Rosary or the Divine Mercy during exposition. Again, the collective voice spores in the atmosphere. Also, we can't sing hymns. So I leave that with you. Thank you.